Light of the Bhagavat, verse number 5. The evening in the rainy season is dark all around. There is no sight of the twinkling stars on the horizon or the pleasing moon. They are covered by clouds, and the insignificant glowworms become prominent in the absence of the luminaries in the open sky. As there are seasonal changes within a year, so also there are changing ages in the duration of the manifest cosmic world. These changing ages are called yugas or periods. As there are three modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, there are also various ages dominated by these three modes. The period dominated by the mode of goodness is called Satya Yuga. The period of passion is called Treta Yuga. The period of mixed passion and ignorance is called Dwapara Yuga. And the period of darkness and ignorance, which is the last period, is called Kali Yuga, or the age of quarrel. Indeed, the very word Kali means quarrel. Kali Yuga is compared to the rainy season because many difficulties in life are experienced during this damp season. In Kali Yuga, there is a dearth of proper guidance. One may take guidance in the evening from the stars and moon, but in the rainy season, the light of guidance comes from insignificant glowworms. The real light in life is the Vedic knowledge, and Bhagavad Gita affirms that the purpose of the Veda is to know the all-powerful personality of Godhead. But in this age of quarrel, and there are quarrels even over the point of the existence of Godhead, and in this godless civilization of the age of quarrel, there are countless so-called religious societies, but all of them are trying to banish God from religion. Glowworms want to be prominent in the absence of the sun and stars, and these small groups following various religious conceptions are just like glowworms trying to be prominent before the eyes of the ignorant mass of people. And there are now a number of self-made incarnations whom people follow without authority from the Vedic literatures. And so there is regular competition between one incarnation's group and another's. The Vedic knowledge comes in a tradition from the spiritual master through the chain of disciplic succession, and the knowledge must be acquired through this chain without deviation. But in the present age of quarrel, that chain has been broken here and there, and thus the Veda is now interpreted by unauthorized men who have no realization. The so-called followers of the Vedas deny the very existence of God. As in the darkness of a cloudy evening, the glowworms deny the existence of the moon and stars. Saner people should not be waylaid by such unscrupulous men. Bhagavad Gita is the summary of all Vedic knowledge because it is spoken by the very same personality of Godhead who imparted the Vedic knowledge into the heart of Brahma, who is the first created being in the universe. And Srimad Bhagavatam as well was especially spoken for the guidance of the people of this age of Kali, which is darkened by the cloud of ignorance.